At least one person is dead and others critically injured after an explosion in Baltimore this morning. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve is there for us this afternoon. Chris, what do officials think happened there?
Well, it is looking like a gas explosion. I am watching as the fire marshal, ATF, and local firefighters continue to comb through the wreckage here. They're not 100% sure they have found everybody who may have been in the three homes that were reduced to rubble when this explosion happened this morning. Much of the neighborhood is without power. There is damage to homes for several blocks around, windows shattered. Obviously, there's some flying debris. We understand that one woman has died. At least seven others have been pulled from the wreckage. Six of those people were described as having serious injuries when they left the scene here. And the investigation is ongoing. Firefighters say they may be going through this rubble throughout the night.
Yeah, and you mentioned the possibility of some people still being trapped. What kind of conditions are rescue crews dealing with there?
Well, it looks like you took an accordion to these three homes and then just dumped all of the wreckage on top of each other. Neighbors continue to describe it as it sounded and felt like a bomb went off, and it looked a bit like that as well. You can see brick and plywood and appliances, just three homes worth of debris here. This was a block of row homes, each two or three stories high, just completely brought down upon each other.
Yeah, can you tell us more about what that neighborhood looks like there?
Yeah, so it is a residential neighborhood, obviously, a number of row homes, and basically these homes were in the middle of the block, and when the explosion happened, it sent debris into homes in either direction. You have windows burst out two and three blocks away from here. One resident who lived, probably half a block away, described her home shaking with the noise of the blast. And when she came outside, she just smoked and ran to help. In fact, there were five or six neighbors who were the first ones here who started pulling and digging through this rubble with their bare hands, managed to get at least one of the residents out of this mess. I just watched firefighters pull a mangled bicycle out of what might be the basement of one of the units.
Thank you, Chris. That is CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve in Baltimore.